This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered comfort to the grieving and federal support for the ongoing efforts to search for the missing and rebuild after last week's collapse of a high-rise condominium building along the Florida coastline. Biden, responding to what appeared to be the deadliest calamity of his young presidency, also met with first responders hunting for survivors amidst the rubble in Surfside. In a briefing, the president said that this is a life-and-death situation in which everyone is helping out however they can.
Just a simple act of everybody doing whatever needs to be done. It really makes a difference.
Biden and his wife Jill arrived in Florida a week after the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South beachfront condominium, killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. The Trump Organization and its longtime finance chief each pleaded not guilty Thursday to tax crime charges arising from a two-year investigation into former President Donald Trump's company. Prosecutor Carrie Dunn described a 15-year scheme orchestrated by the most senior executives, including CFO Alan Weisselberg, that was sweeping and audacious. Trump himself was not charged at this stage of the investigation, jointly pursued by District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. and New York Attorney General Letitia James, both Democrats. In a statement Thursday, the Trump Organization defended Weisselberg, saying the 48-year employee was being used by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr.'s office as a pawn in a scorched-earth attempt to harm the former president. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. In a news conference, Pelosi said the new committee would have House members from both parties.
So glad that Benny Thompson will be leading it for us, and so glad that it will be bipartisan from the start. We're proud that Liz Cheney has made the public statements that she has made and that she has agreed to join.
The House approved the panel on Wednesday over the objections of Republicans. The panel will investigate what went wrong around the Capitol when hundreds of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the building, hunted for lawmakers, and interrupted the congressional certification of Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. Five people died as a result of the violence. Health clinics in Moscow began offering booster vaccine shots against COVID-19 on Thursday as Russian officials scramble to contain a surge in cases blamed on the highly infectious Delta variant. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Russian officials are scrambling to contain a surge in cases blamed on the highly infectious Delta variant. The health ministry called the campaign an emergency measure as coronavirus cases in Russia sharply rise and vaccination rates remain low. Moscovites had mixed opinions. Russia has inoculated just 16% of its population since launching its vaccination program in January. That's in part because of widespread distrust of the shot, even as the country developed its own vaccines.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Turkey formally withdrew Thursday from a landmark international treaty protecting women from violence, though President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insisted it will not be a step backwards for women. Erdogan ended the country's participation in the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention through a surprise overnight decree in March, prompting condemnation from women's rights groups and Western countries. A court appeal to stop the withdrawal was rejected this week. The leader announced his action plan for combating violence against women Thursday, which includes goals such as reviewing judicial processes, improving protection services, and gathering data on violence. Women, LGBT groups, and allies have been protesting the decision. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.